You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You want smart talk? You came to the right place. You want well-behaved hosts? Yeah, that's not happening. John and Gordy are back, armed with microphones, coffee, and way too much confidence. This is the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning with Dominic Lee. Dominique, as he says around the station.
Dominique.
I just want to reveal something that I think we found out on this show. You know, we celebrated our second anniversary, which is just unbelievable. It's still stunning to me. I had to come down a little bit when I got home thinking, is it really 2 years? I mean, you know, just it was ridiculous. But one thing we did find out on this program, that coffee is a hallucinogen. We have discovered that. It is something that we can't do anything about. Once we made that chemical discovery that coffee is definitely and hallucinogen, you've listened to it, you've experienced on this show our hallucinations. I'd like to think that a lot of what we talk about is just a hallucination, but no, it's real. But
how did you come to this conclusion? I was here yesterday. I don't remember talking about this or discovering this.
I was thinking about it yesterday. I was thinking, boy, you know, coffee, what it does to you.
Really?
It keeps you going. I mean, you know, we're doing this for 2 years in a row. My God, right? It's just stunning and amazing. What are you doing?
I'm looking for something. Hang on.
Okay.
I have an announcement.
Are you talking to me?
What's the problem, pal?
I'm here on a mission of mercy.
Cup of coffee in the big time, yeah. Cup of coffee in the big time.
Put that coffee down.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
The Macho Man.
Coffee in the big time. Oh, yeah. Wait, snap into a Slim Jim.
Dom doesn't know who.
What is going on?
Randy, you don't know Macho Man.
You don't
Savage.
Know who Macho Man is.
No, who is
it? He was an early WWF wrestling.
Just pull it up. Randy Macho Man Savage. Yeah. And you'll see what this guy looks like, and he's always looked like that, and he always acted like that. It wasn't just just something he did on screen. He took that persona on.
That was him. Yeah, Randy Poffo from Downers Grove, Illinois.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think he was a baseball star actually, and then he got into wrestling and became Macho Man Savage. Oh yeah, with Miss Elizabeth on his shoulders. Oh,
those big glasses.
Oh my God. And cowboy hat.
Yeah,
like
the cowboy
sparkly
hat
cowboy
sometimes.
Hat.
Yeah, jeez.
He and the Hulkster were the two really big stars of WWF.
But you
for
know,
a
the,
while.
Big, the biggest job was for Mean Gene to try to stay straight and formal and ask his questions.
Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yeah.
Okerman. Yeah, whatever it was.
Okerlund, maybe.
Something
I don't know.
Like
but
that.
But yeah, Mean Gene took a lot of golf. He got bounced around and bumped around quite a bit from these guys. Just, you know, when they talk and they give it a little rap,
right?
They're like, you know, moving around.
Yeah, Randy Macho Man would come in and he would immediately turn his back to the camera for the first 30 seconds and just do his rap. And then eventually he would turn around and talk to Gene.
He was my favorite out of all of them.
He was so good. Had a very tragic end to his life, too, like many of them.
Yeah.
Didn't end well for Randy Macho Man.
He kept trying to keep that alive a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It was not good.
Yeah.
Anyway. Had a lot of problems with drugs and personal problems toward the end.
Well, there's a special on his life.
Yes,
I
know.
So my, you can watch
my
that
son made me watch it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Quinn was, and still is, really into wrestling.
Yeah.
After,
oh, really?
He's 42, yeah. 41 years old. He still loves that stuff.
Well, that's great.
Just as entertainment.
That's great, yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
But I took him to a couple of wrestling matches at the Dane County Coliseum before it became the Overture. What is it?
Well, you don't know this, but you know,
the Alliance Center.
A lot of the Gen Zers and just a little bit older, like your son.
Yeah.
All of them grew up watching World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
WWF.
The Hulkster.
And it was just like the biggest time for wrestling ever.
Yeah. And they came around to the Coliseum once or twice a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the big stars there. In fact, our friend Dr. Chris Kammer had the Ultimate Warriors guy. He was actually injured in Milwaukee, lost a couple of teeth. They brought him to Madison, and Chris Kammer repaired his dental work.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Sad story. But,
World Wrestling Federation, what a time it was. And the kids just, you know, it was so fun. I went to one of those.
Yeah.
And just watching the kids, it was heartwarming. Oh. It really was. I mean, it was a great family get-together.
And it was good guys, bad guys, you know, and it was great. It was really fun.
The cheering, you know, children kids, cheering these people on. The
kids went
the
nuts.
Bad guys, they really hated them. They didn't know why. They didn't know anything about communism.
It seemed like WWF was on every weekend, like Saturday mornings. Before it branched out and became a huge thing.
They decided, well, we could make more money by doing this. Their special events.
So, well, happy Halloween. We haven't mentioned that yet. Last day of October.
Halloween.
Yeah. All the ghosts and goblins will be out there this evening. They might run into a lot of rain. That's possible anyway. 20 to 30%. It's always lousy on Halloween for these kids.
It seems
like it's either rain or snow or sleet or cold. Right now, 37 degrees, highs in the low 50s for today. And speaking of Halloween, we're going to talk to Todd Michaels. He's a paranormal investigator. Going to talk to him about ghosts and goblins and witches.
He was just on Pete Schwab's show. You might have heard that last night.
Yeah. And he's been into this for a long time. We'll talk to him.
Yeah.
And
we'll get to the bottom of the spirit world on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of ghosts, goblins, the whole thing, monsters.
A fan?
I grew up on that. Yeah.
Well, you saw some sort of apparition or a ghost or something when you were a child, or you had a nightmare or something.
Well, I had a dream.
It was a fever dream.
I had dreams. I had dreams. I actually saw an apparition. I've had my experiences. I wish I had more of them with my son, who was also very much into it. And it was really exciting just playing along with him and going into the basement and, you know, seeing if we have spirits down there. And
well, I'm not a believer, as you found out yesterday. I think it's a bunch of malarkey and baloney.
Todd's going to change your mind. Todd's going to change your mind.
Oh, okay. We'll see. I'll have a little pushback on that.
He gets angry.
I get angry every time we talk about it.
Well, we'll have to throw in a few dashes of aliens in there because you believe in aliens, so.
Well, that's a whole different kettle of fish.
What do you think?
Aliens are ghosts? And ghosts are aliens?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't, but it's just about as rare as a ghost, so.
All right, we'll continue this debate throughout the show, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We're also going to check in with Pam Yonke in about 5 minutes, the National FFA Convention. She's going to talk about that. And also, it's Bat Appreciation Week. You know, bats.
Yes.
We'll find out.
Great week to have it on.
Great
of
week
course,
to have that during Halloween.
Lots of bats. And of course,
Rocker will be in the studio later with a Maxine preview.
You know, it's kind of interesting, the Future Farmers of America, FFA. I got to tell you, I didn't know what FFA stood for.
Future Farmers of America.
So I went, I just said that.
I know.
here's the thing. I had to do a search on it, and I kept doing a search on it.
And what did it come up with?
And I came up with, you know, the Future Farmer FFA, their website.
Yeah.
And they have all this paraphernalia, all of these events, everything they're talking about, but they never said the name. They never wrote the name on their website. I couldn't find it on the website. I had to eventually just go to Google where, you know, people ask these questions. What does FFA stand for? So I finally found out. I did not know, but, you know, doing the research for this program, trying to get everything straight.
That's wild.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. It's like, oh, we're supposed to know that already? No. No, it doesn't work that way.
Well, and here it is Halloween, and Dominic is wearing his, it's not Scooby-Doo. What is it? Oh, it's Garfield.
Garfield.
I'm a big Garfield fan. I love lasagna.
Really?
Absolutely love lasagna.
Yeah.
And I also Odie one Halloween at some point, so a couple years
who's
back.
Who's the cartoonist? Is it Jim Davis?
Jim Davis, correct. Yeah. Yep. So you can
check out. I was never a big Garfield fan, but.
You were Odie Cologne?
I was Odie the dog.
Oh, Odie the dog.
Yeah, a few years back.
Did you follow Garfield, John?
I did not, no.
You'd always kick Odie off the table, so.
Oh.
Yeah, Garfield would always.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I did not know that.
So,
See, you learn something new every day here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a lot of cartoons later, I really never got into a lot of comic strips. I didn't really check out anymore. Since I moved out of Milwaukee, they had something called the Green Sheet in Milwaukee. And they made that a very special section. It was green paper. A light green, and they had their comic strips on it and feature articles on the green sheet for entertainment. Yeah, it was in there for many decades.
Most Sunday papers had the comic section that was full color, you know, color comics.
Yeah,
why did they
but these were
green?
Well, this was all week long.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Well, you didn't think so, really.
Not
all right.
Really. I don't know.
All right. Well, you know, you don't really have to get into all this. You are so jaded. He gets angry when I think about ghosts. No wonder we didn't have any guests on this program.
I think it all happened when Ghostbusters came out because my kids were little at that time, and we watched Ghostbusters about 1,000 times.
Oh.
Yeah. A great movie. Great movie. Loved it. Loved the original with Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray. But, you know, you can only watch that stuff so many times. And then we had to buy all the paraphernalia for it. All the Ghostbusters junk that
their big vacuum.
Whole thing, the whole bit, the firehouse thing. We had that for years, a model of the firehouse and all the characters.
Well, that's pretty cool, too. I didn't
know. Yeah, I got
it's wonderful. Kind
of pissed off about jokes or ghosts since then.
Really? Well, you know, you really have to come down from that.
Still angry
sour
about
taste
that.
In your
all
mouth.
That money I spent on Ghostbuster crap.
Well, I've never regretted all the money I spent on Hot Wheels.
Oh.
You know, the thing with Hot Wheels is that a dollar a car. I mean, you hit the hot.
Hit
the hot spot, the sweet spot for adults,
right?
You could buy, you know, a couple of bucks, and you satisfy the kid, and he's got something to play with for the next week,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Hot Wheels are cool,
but you know, one of the big things about Hot Wheels were the animated movies that they made. They had a three-part movie. I think it was Highway 45, Highway 45, I believe it was, and they also had one called Acceleracers, which was really, really cool. Somebody went through all the work of making them into 4K. They weren't 4K. Mattel decided not to redo them or make them better, the videos, but somebody did go through all the work, and it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Online, you could see them on YouTube, I think. They keep taking them off, but somebody keeps putting them back on, and they're just wonderful episodes. Yes.
Didn't know they had that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 19 minutes past the hour, just getting going on a Halloween Friday morning. John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, our producer, coming right back with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, next. Who you gonna call?
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Rubenstein there. Halloween, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody who reached out and sent us texts yesterday, and congratulations for 2 years on the air. And that was terrific to hear from everybody. And
it really was.
Very nice. Yeah. And we also didn't get a chance to thank, you know, Sage and Corey and Aaron and some of the other people here behind the scenes, you know, for supporting us for the last couple of years here.
Who made
on
our
the air.
Mic stands possible.
Yeah. Sure, just go there. Oh. That's a good idea.
I'm not going to start into that.
Here
all
we
right.
go again.
We got
a
special,
you know, we have
special guest.
Let's get to Pam Yockey before we just.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be a part of this fight.
Okay.
This you know, is we where did I 2 years, about the visual here, Pam, element.
And, yes.
This is where I worry that visual element in mic stands that just, you know. Civic might want to think about a visual filter when you guys go down that kind of a path.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're going to celebrate a little bit of Halloween here because it is Bat Appreciation Week. You know, we started talking about it on Monday. This is unbelievable. This is great. This is the time to celebrate. I should have worn my Batman
you
T-shirt
should've.
Today.
That would have made sense.
I came as a FBI agent.
You know, and I was thinking about that. Remember when kids used to dress up like bats?
Yeah.
Batman, yes, but just bats in general. Now, if you're not a popular game character or something like that, it doesn't seem like you show up on the streets in costume. But, yeah, it's international. This is an international thing. That's what caught my attention well, it may make some people a little anxious when they see bats. You know, if you slow down and think about it a little bit, they really do an awful lot for us.
They do.
And that's primarily what International Bat Week is designed to try to help you understand the amount of insects that bats can consume. You know, you think the insects are bad now in a summer in Wisconsin. Just imagine all the things that would be crawling around if they weren't a part of our ecosystem. They have obviously a lot of flies that they eat, the mosquitoes, all that kind of stuff. So it not only helps farmers by keeping those insects down, it helps us to enjoy things too. And remember, Wisconsin's got some unique elements that don't get talked about a lot. We've got our little brown bat that was at the brink of almost extinction, but Wisconsin's been working really hard to try to restore that population. We're not there yet, but they're working on it. And, you know, remember, even though you might not you know, it's not like they sneeze or anything like that. Little white, the bats do have something kind of like a white nose.
Oh, yes. Yeah. A disease, right?
White, yes, correct. And so that's been impacting some of our bats in Wisconsin, too. So like I said, I don't want to dwell on a lot because at this time of the morning, it may be the least thing that people want to imagine. One almost flew into my head this morning when I walked into the building. But,
wow.
You know, really? Just bear in mind that it is International Bat Week, and you can find out more at batweek.org. They've got all kinds of suggestions on things you can do. You can hold parties. You can create habitats for them. I mean, they've taken urban bat walk. They got all kinds of suggestions if you really want to buy into it on holiday.
Yeah,
on
bat houses you can hang in the trees and stuff like that.
Yep.
We had bats in our attic for a long time. I think they're not there anymore. I don't know, but I used to go outside at night in the early evening, see them flying all over the place, dive bombing me, and I just loved it. You know, I thought that was fantastic. Thanks for taking care of that mosquito for me. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Yep, they do. I think they eat like almost twice their body weight in insects.
Oh yeah. It's great stuff.
Something else we want to talk about is the National FFA Convention,
Future Farmers of America.
John just discovered what that FFA stands for.
Now they're a wee bit snobby. They prefer FFA only. They don't want the Future Farmers of America reference anymore.
Really?
But one thing I thought was kind of, seriously, if I make a misstep and happen to reference the old phrase, I'm fairly quickly corrected. If
is
you
that why
I mean.
They?
So,
I couldn't find it on their website at all. No reference to Future Farmers of America. I had to go in Google and find it there. So, yeah.
Yep, correct. So one thing I thought might be interesting for your audience is if anybody remembers where the FFA convention has previously been held. Now, it's in Indianapolis. They made the announcement this week. They will stay in Indianapolis through 2040.
Yeah.
But one thing I really think, I mean, obviously I could get into the length of Wisconsin winters and all that stuff, but, you know, you just stop and think about over 72,000 young people under the age of basically 18.
That's outrageous.
Between middle school and 18 years of age that are all coming together. And they have to be in a place where the association feels like they're going to be safe. Mm. Some people have said to me, well, why don't they go to big places like California, Las Vegas? Well, okay, the venues might be there, but you have to think about the security risk for those kids. They're still kids. Mm. So they've committed to Indianapolis for until 2040. But I thought if you want to light up your talk text line or interaction on the Civic Media website. Mm-hmm. Does anybody remember the places where the FFA convention has been held previously? They had the first one back in 1928. There were 33 attendees, and the first national FFA president came from New Jersey. That tells you how long ago it was.
Yeah.
And like I said, so from 33 to today, that organization's got more than 72,000 kids in the Indianapolis area this morning. The convention wraps up tomorrow. But like I said, if people want to venture a guess, I will tell you the last time. So it's been in Indianapolis since 2006. Okay. It went 2006 to 2012. Then it went back to Louisville, Kentucky. And that's where they hold the Kentucky State Fair at those fairgrounds, which were wonderful for the FFA. And then before that, it was Kansas City, Missouri for the longest time. That's where I first went to the FFA convention from 1928 to 1998. It was there, but quite frankly, Kansas City's just landlocked. They can't do anything more. But like I said, if people've got memories or something that they remember from their trip, they can probably share it with you guys this morning.
Yes. All right. Well, great. Thank you. Yes.
Pam, thank you. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Yep.
Happy Halloween.
Right. Happy Halloween.
Go Pack.
Go Pack.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's Pam Yockey. In fact, we'll have the Midwest Food and Farm Report coming up next. Then we're into Idiocracy for a Halloween Friday morning with John and Gordy, WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Unable to solve our simplest problems. No truer words were ever spoken.
Right.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous that we have to go through this shutdown for absolutely no reason at all. Only because one side is trying to convince the other side or everybody in the country that it's not their fault.
Right?
I think that's the only reason they're doing this is just to see if they buy into this, we can do anything we want.
Well, and some news from overnight, Trump is calling on the GOP to abolish the filibuster to end the shutdown.
Yeah.
So that's new this morning.
Well, it's ridiculous. I have a few cuts here, definitely delving deeper into this. This is WMDX 92.7, the John and Gordy Early Morning Show, year two.
Plus one day.
And one day.
We'll see if we make
we'll see.
Till Monday.
We're battling over ghosts.
Somehow we both had a lot to bring to the table this morning, and we're hashing it all out in the commercial breaks. We don't often argue.
No.
But every once in a while, we can get into it.
Yes, we do. But,
anyway,
you know, it's
that's all behind
it's good
the scenes.
Fun because, no, it's good fun, right?
It is. Oh, it's fun.
Yeah,
oh,
right. It is.
It's great fun. Dominic, are you having fun?
I'm having fun.
Oh, yeah.
They're scaring me, though, guys. Okay. They're scaring
me. All right. Well,
it's all good.
You know, when older guys get mad, we just get red. I mean, you know, it's very obvious temperature gauge.
That's right. It's 6:37.
And stand back, too, by the way.
Weather today, clear skies this morning, some clouds, maybe a little rain around Halloween time, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. is our best chance, 20 to 30% chance for rain. So, maybe a few sprinkles and that's it. Right now it's 37 degrees and time for Idiocracy.
Yes.
So away we go. Our phone lines are open, 608-879-8255.
Let's get into something here. And one of the reasons we're in this shutdown is because the Democrats want health care. They want to take care of affordable health care. This is Cut 255, if you can cue that up. This is Nancy Pelosi making a comment about it. She makes a very simple comment about it. Let's listen.
They're putting in their bill that they want us to vote for. They want us to vote for taking millions of people off of Medicaid, $500 billion out of Medicare, and increasing by two or three times the cost of health care policies for America's working families. You want us to go vote for that bill to open up government? You must be crazy.
There you go. Very
says
simple.
It all.
Easy to understand. Even the megas can pick up on this. CJ is probably jotting all that down.
Right.
And my mega friend in Milwaukee is probably having an epiphany. Oh, I wish.
I doubt
oh,
it.
I wish. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that's that. Now, we talked about surveillance yesterday. Well, now, let's keep going with this. I want to go with Jen Psaki had a really good point she made last night, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is about being held hostage over health care. Who's really doing it? Well, it's obviously the Republicans. Let's check this out. Cut 254, right? All right.
Remember, the core of this entire shutdown is that Republican leaders are refusing to extend tax subsidies that make health care affordable for millions of Americans. Republicans are refusing to acknowledge the very real pain that would be inflicted on Americans if those subsidies are not extended.
They're out here decrying the so-called forthcoming health care crisis, they say.
I don't think this is going to be any kind of gut-wrenching problem if these enhanced subsidies just go away.
Unless those tax credits are extended, those subsidies, the average plan will increase for Americans by somewhere around 115%. Do you believe that Congress should extend those subsidies so that most Americans do not receive significant increases in their premiums?
Where'd you get that 115% number from?
Kaiser Family Foundation.
They retracted that. That data was run inappropriately. They changed the messaging on it. Go back and look at the website.
Now, here is the Kaiser Family Foundation website. They have not, in fact, retracted their data. The foundation still estimates that the average ACA enrollee's monthly premium would more than double, increasing by 114% if Republicans refuse to extend the subsidies. But they have a real problem on their hands because they are lying about things that directly impact the lives of millions of people. And that means millions of people in this country are starting to see the impact in their own lives and realize that what people like Mike Johnson and Dr. Oz and J.D. Vance are saying is not true. If you use Obamacare, you can go to healthcare.gov right now and see how much your monthly premium is going to go up next year. When you see that number, you can decide for yourself if this isn't a problem like Republicans are saying. It is a problem. Today, journalists from Punchbowl News also reported that inside a meeting of House Democrats today, pollster Molly Murphy presented data on the shutdown. Data that showed that by a nearly 2-to-1 margin, voters said that preventing huge increases in health premiums for 20 million Americans was more important than ending the shutdown. The Mike Johnson plan here is not working. The Trump plan is not working. The J.D. Vance plan is not working. And that polling, by the way, was from more than a week ago. Now, Republicans, leading Republicans, are trying to hold food access for more than 42 million Americans hostage. I don't think the American people, no matter who they voted for or what their political party is, are going to like that. But the question now is with a Republican Party that is willing to go to extremes like holding food hostage and who do not seem all too responsive to any political pressure other than from their boss and who are more than happy to just lie about everything they're doing. How do you negotiate with a party like that?
How does this
all end?
Mm-hmm. How do you negotiate with people like that? Just lying through their teeth in just the most obvious way. And I got to remind you again, this is a Christian nationalist. This is a guy who goes by the Bible, Mike Johnson, lying through his teeth, and he's been doing it for the last month. It is so outrageous to see this this deceptive mood that he puts on. Every time he gets in front of a microphone, it's just very calm and very, well, you know, and he gives that uncomfortable laugh. Mm. He just really drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Now let's get to, let's go to the phone lines and get to CJ. CJ, what do you got for us? I bet you're freaking out over your healthcare bill at this point, right?
Happy Halloween, CJ.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are awesome. Hey, good morning to you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to remind you that this Affordable Care Act is not affordable. And as the subsidies rise and are promised to rise, it only proves that the Republicans were right in 2009 when they said the Affordable Care Act is not going to be affordable. And now the Democrats, no Republicans voted for the ACA back in 2009. And now the Democrats want the Republicans to save it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mere fact that it wasn't going to be sustainable, the Republicans are right. And Mike Johnson and the House already passed a clean continuing resolution.
Yes.
Shutdown is Tammy Baldwin and the Democrats'
fault.
All right.
Well, let me just deal with every one of those little issues you have. In regards to the Affordable Care Act, the prices continue to go up. Healthcare prices continue to escalate. It does get more and more expensive, and that takes more and more of taxpayer dollars to supplement the Affordable Care Act so everybody can afford their premiums. The prices are all going up. I absolutely agree with you on that, CJ, and that is healthcare. But if you think for one second a free market healthcare system is going to bring prices down, we went to Obamacare so we could maintain lower prices and have a slower escalation of prices and make it affordable. And now let me just deal with another thing here. We have these escalating prices and the tax credits are getting higher and higher, and we're paying more and more into this. We have Medicare, we have Medicaid, we have Obamacare, we have taxpayer dollars going to each one of those. Let's just have a universal healthcare system. My God, why do we have these different functions that keep getting more and more expensive? We can't afford free market healthcare. We've already gone through that. I went through a whole list of things that made it incredibly impossible for people to even get any kind of healthcare at all. We just have to go to a universal healthcare system. I don't know why, but I think at least, CJ, you would probably agree with me that if we had universal health care, it would take care of a whole lot of problems in this country. Think about the small businesses that need health care. I mean, people are locked into their company that they're at because they get health care through it, and their family gets health care through it. Yeah. If they had the ability to freely move to their own business if they wanted to create it and have their own health care because we have a universal health care system, it would save this country so much money and create so many new entrepreneurs and businesses out there. We would blossom as a country.
Mm.
Well, anyway, that's where I'm at.
All right, let's go to Charles. He's on the line here. Good morning, Charles. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. This party just lies, though. And if John Thune, if they wanted to end the shutdown, John Thune can go in today, blow up the filibuster, and get this passed. But Republicans don't want to do that because they know if they did that, people would lose health care, people's rates would climb sky high, and they don't want to get blamed for that.
Yeah.
And they were hoping that the Democratic politicians would have caved by now, so they could try to put the blame on them. And another big question, they've had years. Donald Trump was president in 2016. Every 2 weeks, he was coming out with a health care plan. He never stopped running to be president.
That's
and
right.
So you guys still don't have a health care plan? You're talking about, we got a great plan. Well, if you had a great plan, instead of Donald Trump pardoning all the thugs that he got out there rounding up people now, that's the first thing that they would have did was got rid of the Affordable Care and brought in their health care plan. But they don't have a health care plan. And most people can't afford health care plans from their jobs that they're not making money from.
That's right.
So I Yeah.
Good point. And one of the other big issues, too, is they want to get this done. Gordy mentioned that Trump is calling for the GOP to abolish the filibuster just to end the shutdown.
Right.
They don't want people to see these bills.
Right.
Once we get into November 1st, They're going to see, they're going to go online, and they're going to go to Obamacare and try to sign up. Not everybody's going to do it right away. But when people see what their prices are going to be like, there is going to be such an incredible pushback on this that they're not going to be able to get away with this, this showy thing they're doing right now and creating all this pain for healthcare in this country.
I think we have time to go to Mark this morning. Good morning, Mark.
What do you got?
Got a couple of minutes here.
Good morning. Yeah, I thought I heard that actually the Affordable Care Act is actually based on a Republican plan from back in the 1980s. I think actually coming out of the Heritage Foundation, it was similar to that. And now the Republicans oppose it. Well, if they're for it then, the reason they oppose it now, they opposed it then, is now when they actually passed it, is because it came from a black man.
Yeah.
I mean, it came from Obama, and they didn't want to go along with Obama on anything. We should have national health care in this country like every other. I mean, for God's sakes, Turkey has national universal health care. Hungary has national universal health care. All these dictators that Trump admires have a country where they have universal health care.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Good
point. 6:49
point.
Coming back with more of the conversation on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Do the monster jam.
Yeah.
Do the monster jam.
You got it.
Oh, you lift your left foot up.
Like a zombie.
Now you put your right foot down. Now you lift your other foot right straight up.
Do that? Oh, yeah. I tried when I was a kid to do the monster jerk. That's from a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
It's great stuff.
It is good stuff.
It is 6:52. Yeah. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to be talking to Ghost Hunter and paranormal easy for me to say, paranormal investigator Todd Michaels. He will join us in our 7 o'clock hour after the news.
All right. This is John Oliver on Last Week Tonight.
Yeah.
He exposed the massive costs to Americans over Medicare and Medicare Advantage. It's really kind of interesting to listen to. Let's check this out, 2:39.
And while I don't have to show you one more ad for it, especially as it basically recaps everything I just said, I'm going to do it anyway, because it is magnificent.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Can you pause it? Just pause it.
Okay,
not fade it. This is an ad that they were giving in regards to a Medicare Advantage. It's a private version of Medicare, but it has the same rules and regulations, okay? But this is a complicated, ridiculous promo to buy Medicare Advantage. Listen to this.
Paul.
Honey, we already have Medicare. Why do I need to call?
Alan, the Feldman said we may be able to get additional benefits with a Medicare Advantage plan right here in our zip code with $0 monthly premium.
This is real.
Honey, what do you mean additional benefits? We turned 65, we got Medicare. That's all there is to it, right?
I'm talking about Medicare Part C, commonly called Medicare Advantage. We have traditional Medicare, which is only Medicare Parts A and B, but not Part C.
Wait. So not everyone on Medicare is a Part C plan?
No. That's why we need to call, because there may be plans available with additional benefits that aren't covered under Medicare Parts A and B. We don't have a Medicare Part C plan, which covers everything in Part A and Part B, plus extra benefits in Medicare Part C.
What kind of extra benefits?
There are great plans that may be available with extra benefits, like dental, vision, and hearing.
Did you say dental?
That is... And this is true, only the first half of that commercial.
That's crazy stuff. You know, I realized, too, that Obamacare is actually a lot less costly than Medicare. Believe it or not, people are in fixed checks and, incomes, and they have to pay money out of their Social Security in order to buy Medicare.
Right.
And then you have supplemental insurance, which is another $200. It's $200 just for Part B. That's just normal. They take it out of your Social Security. Then $200 for supplemental insurance. That's $400. And then There's Part D, which is your drug plan. Yep. That's another $200. They're taking $600 out of your Social Security check. You're living on nothing, basically. You don't have rent. And that's more expensive than the ACA Obamacare that we're getting. Why don't we go to the phones right away here? I have more cuts, but we probably won't get to them. Joe, what do you got for us?
Good morning, Joe.
Boy, this is just a whirlwind this morning. It's hard to figure out which tendril to follow, but I'll follow one thing you just said right there, which is that they're talking about cutting SNAP benefits. And there are something like 13% of the people getting SNAP benefits are people who are elderly, who are on Social Security.
Yes.
You know? So there's a reason why they need to pay out on the, the medical side
Good
of thing
point.
That you just delineated so very well. I will just throw into the mix, if we go back to a free market, that means we go back to people can be booted off their forms. There's no help for pre-existing conditions, and everybody has a pre-existing condition. They were dropping people for acne. They were dropping people because they once had a broken leg.
Yes.
They were dropping women because they had been pregnant. I mean, that's what we'd be going back to.
Well,
not only
their forms. They made a mistake on a form. They were dropped.
Right. Exactly. All of these reasons you're dropped, and once you're dropped, you're deadly on between insurance companies. I would add into the mix that our president is dealing with this in his usual fantastic way. As somebody pointed out, he said 15 years to craft a replacement to the healthcare system. You know, he was going to do it day one on his first term. Mm. And he sent out a tweet last night where he said, rates are going through the roof for really bad healthcare. Well, rates are going through the roof because he pulled the supplemental insurance for ACA. Duh.
Yeah.
And then he says, do something, Democrats! Exclamation point, exclamation point,
That's
exclamation
it. It's
point.
Exactly right.
15 years to craft something, and here we are. So thanks, guys.
All
and
right.
Happy birthday, too, on the
thank
big
you,
birthday
Joe.
Celebration.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Yeah. Somebody texted here, CJ and the ACA is what we got as a compromise. ACA Obamacare. It's Romney Care. You know, Mitt Romney, a Republican, it is Romney Care, as I recall. Now, I got to tell you this story. Last night, my wife is trying to set up her doctor appointments before the end of the year with her current plan. And she was even emailed, in a reminder that she should get a certain kind of exam. So she called to set up an appointment for that exam. She couldn't get it. There's no room this year. So she got so angry, she wrote an email to these people, and she said, here I am, I'm going to pay the next 2 months' worth of premiums, and I can't get in for an examination, and I can't use my insurance because you can't fit me in. That's the kind of goofball plan that we have in this country. And they didn't include the plan where you could join Medicare for All. I can't remember. They call it some kind of option, but you could join, and people would have flocked into this universal health care plan if they included it in Obamacare. And we talked about it the other day. They, of course, killed that. One Democrat killed that whole thing for everybody.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it was called the public option.
Oh, the public. Okay.
Yep.
Very good. It is 6:59. We've got news, weather, and sports updates straight ahead. Then we're coming back. We're going to talk to Todd Michaels.
That's right.
He's a ghost hunter and a paranormal investigator.
He's also an alien, something
he's
you
an
like.
Alien from another planet.
Ask your alien questions, Gordy.
Can't wait. Coming back with more of John and Gordy for a Halloween Friday. Happy Halloween.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.